We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mr. Call, this is... got to be one of the most watched. I would think it will be one of the most watched vice presidential debates of all time.
It's possible. It's great to be back. Generally, these vice presidential debates aren't as watched as the presidential ones, although the Sarah Palin, Joe Biden one was watched by 70 million Americans in 2008. But I do think that tonight there's more interest in it. The first presidential debate didn't go very well. It was filled with interruptions and ad hominem attacks. And so I think people are yearning for something more traditional and substance and policy filled. And then given the health and the coronavirus diagnosis of the president and the fact that both the president and Joe Biden are in their 70s, Joe Biden hasn't committed to running for a second term if he does win. I think people want to know more about both of these candidates tonight, because they may be future presidents themselves.
Maybe I've been under a rock, but I think I've only heard the vice president say he's looking forward to it, and the Senator Harris saying she is too. I haven't heard those two go at each other. Do you expect tonight to be a friendly occasion?
I'd say a mixture. No, they've been both. You haven't heard them recently because they've been working so hard. Kamala Harris got to Utah on Friday, and been preparing for the last 5 days. Pete Buttigieg, who also ran for president, is playing Mike Pence in those stand-in debates. Mike Pence arrived on Monday and has been working with Pam Bondi, the former Republican attorney general, who's playing the role of Kamala Harris. So they've been deep in the books and practicing and not telegraphing a lot what they're going to do. But I think we'll see something similar to 2016 between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. There'll be some moments of levity and they'll be friendly on stage sometimes, but also there'll be some sharp attacks as well. Mike Pence really went out after the Clinton private email server in the 2016 debate and defended Trump on taxes and other things like that. And Kamala Harris is going to be aggressive against the Trump administration, their coronavirus policy, but she has to be a little careful of probably not being too negative and add how many zingers against the president, given that he's still recovering from coronavirus.
All right, The obvious issues are going to come up, but are there things that maybe you expect tonight that might be the curveball?
You never know with topics at debates. Like in the first one, they announced the six debates in advance, and then all of a sudden there was a question about climate change, and that was totally unexpected. The story about Trump's paying of taxes broke a few days before the last debate, and so there was an issue there. So obviously, coronavirus is going to be front and center. The candidates are divided by plexiglass. That's unavoidable. There's still going to be talk about the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. But in terms of wild cards, just kind of things I think you saw in the news the past few days, whether there's going to be a new round of stimulus and, some of the things that President Trump maybe has tweeted about recently. But there's 9 segments for the 90-minute debate, and they haven't announced the topics in advance. So there definitely is some suspense with that.
We're live on WAWJ with the Director of Debate at the University of Michigan, Aaron Call. He is in Salt Lake City for the vice presidential debate tonight. And all right, coach him. What would you say to Vice President Pence tonight, and what would you say to Senator Harris as far as preparation goes?
Yeah, they've got totally different tasks to accomplish tonight. Pence is under a lot of pressure after the last debate. The polls have been worse, nationally and also in the state of Michigan. So he's got to really be aggressive and take it to Kamala Harris and try to shift the narrative of the race. Right now it's a coronavirus, which is not where the administration wants it to be, wants to take it somewhere else. So he's likely going to attack Harris for her very liberal voting record and being part of the left, the Democratic Party, try to tie her to Joe Biden. Kamala Harris doesn't have to do as much just because, you know, the ticket's doing pretty well right now, but she needs to prosecute her case against the Trump presidency, their handling of the coronavirus, saying that they're the, both Biden and Harris are the tickets that's going to most you trust on that issue, and to safely get a vaccine distributed to everyone once it happens. Talk about, you know, who they would appoint to the Supreme Court if they were in power instead of Coney Barrett. Talk about, increasing the economy, getting people back to work, taxing those that deserve it. And so I think it'll be a spirited policy debate. They're going to avoid the ad hominem attacks, interrupting each other, because that was perceived so poorly from the first debate. So it'll be a total stark contrast from what we witnessed in Cleveland.
That is a full plate. It'll be interesting just to see them get through it. Appreciate your time and your insight. Aaron Call, Director of Debate at the University of Michigan. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.